Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Parshas Re'eh, in the first Aliyah. The Parsha Podcast is Le'ilui Nishmas Shmuel Mordechai Ben Shimon and Etel Bas Shaul. Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Behold, today I place before you a blessing and a curse. These are the blessings that will be placed on Har Grizim and Har Eval. As a bracha asher tishmu el mitzvos Hashem Elokecha asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Hayom. The blessing that you will listen to Hashem, your God's mitzvos, today. Rashi adds the words, almanas. The bracha comes as a result of you listening to the mitzvos that I'm telling you today. V'aklala imlo sishmu el mitzvos Hashem elokechem v'sartim min haderech asher nochi mitzaveh eschem hayom l'lechas acharei elohim acherim asher lo yedatem. And the curse, if you do not listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, and you turn from the path that I am commanding you to do this day, to walk upon it, after foreign gods that you do not know. Rashi teaches us that anyone who serves the Avodah Zarah turns from the path that Yisrael was commanded regarding, and from here we learn that somebody who admits to the strength of Avodah Zarah is as if they deny all of the Torah. And it will be when Hashem brings you to the land that you are coming to inherit, and you will place the bracha on Har Grizim and the klala on Har Eval. Rashi says you will place those who are blessing, those who are delivering the blessing to Bnei Yisrael, will stand on Har Eval. And of course, the opposite on Har Grizim. Rashi explains that every klala would turn their face away from Har Grizim and say the klala in the language of a bracha, like Baruch is the one, blessed is the one who does not make a molten image, and then would turn their face away from the Har Eval, and then say, cursed is the one who makes an engraven image. Halohema be'ever yardin achrei derech mavo hashemesh be'eretz haknani hayoshev ba'arava mul hagilgal etzel elonei mamre. Are they not on the other side of the Jordan River, which is going the way of the sun, meaning from the east to the west, in the land of the Kanani, who sits on the plains parallel to Gilgal by elonei mamre? Halohema, are they not, it means to give them a sign of the location. Acharei means after you've crossed the Yarden. Any time that it says acharei in directions, it means it's a far walk. Away from Gilgal means it's far from Gilgal. Ki etem ovrim es ha-yarden lavola reshes es ha-aretz asher Hashem alukechem nosin lachem v'yishtem osa v'yashavtem va. Because you're crossing the Yarden to come to inherit the land that Hashem your God gives to you, and you will inherit it, and you will dwell upon it. Rashi says that you are crossing the river will be a sign to you that Hashem is giving you this land and you are coming into the land. Abed tabdun es kol makomos asher avdu sham hagoyim asher atem yorshimo sam es elohehem al haharim haramim ve'al givaos tachas kol etz v'ranan. You shall surely and totally destroy all of the places that nations that lived there, that you were inheriting them, served their idols, on the mountains, on the high points, on the hills, and under every leafy tree. Rashi asks, why must the language be doubled? And it's to teach you that any time that you're trying to uproot a Avodah Zarah, you have to go after its roots. V'nitatztem es mizbechosam, v'shibartem es matzavosam, v'asherehem tisrifun ba'esh, u'psili elohehem tigedu'un, v'ibadetem es shemam minamakum hahu. And you will smash their altars, and you will destroy their monuments, their idol worship trees you will burn in fire, and the idols you shall smash, and you will cause the names to be forgotten from that land. Rashi says, a mizbeach is an altar consisting of many stones, and a matzeva is only one stone. And this was their custom. Rashi says, you will change the names of the places that are called after the idols into degrading names, making fun of the idols. Lo ta'asun kein l'Hashem Elokechem. Do not do this to Hashem your God. So Rashi gives three different possible explanations to what this can mean. This can mean do not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any other place except for the Beis HaMikdash, number one. Number two, do not smash the stones of Hashem's altar. Rabbi Shmuel finally says, you think the B'nai Yisrael are going to smash Hashem's stones? Rather, do not follow in the ways of the Avodah Zarah and cause the Beis HaMikdash of your fathers to be destroyed. Because the Pasuk is speaking about do not do this, and this is left up to explanation, so it can be either speaking about the Pasuk before or the Pasuk after. The Pasuk before talks about smashing the idols, or where the Avodah Zarah was taking place, or how the Avodah Zarah was taking place. Hence, it could be learned that to smash Hashem's Beis HaMikdash, or do not perform, or do not do any of these practices of Avodah Zarah. Or we could look at the Pasuk that comes afterwards, which is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, which is saying, do not do any of these things to the Beis HaMikdash itself. Nor shall you do any of the Avodos outside of this Beis HaMikdash. Ki im el hamakom asher yivcha Hashem elokechem mikol shivtechem lasum es shemo sham lasichnu sidrushu uvasa shama. Rather, only in the place that Hashem, your God, will choose from all of your tribes to place His name there, you should seek His presence and go to that place. Rashi says, seek His presence. This is the Mishkan of Shiloh. Ve'hevesem shama olasechem, ve'zivchechem, ve'as ma'asurasechem, ve'as trumas yidechem, ve'nidrechem, ve'nidivosechem, ve'bechoros, ve'karchem, ve'sonchem. And there you will bring your Ola offerings and your Shlamim offerings, your Maaser offerings, the Truma that you will donate, those of your oaths, and the firstborn of your cattle and your sheep. Rashi explains that the Zivchechem are Shlamim that are Chiyuvim, are obligatory. The Maaser is Maaser Behema and Maaser Sheni, the tenth animal of your flock, and as well a portion of your crops that you must eat inside Yerushalayim. The truma of your hands are bikurim, and the bechoros have to be given to a kohen. V'achaltem sham lifnei Hashem elokechem, usamachtem b'chol mishlach yidechem, atem uvatechem asher beirachecha Hashem elokecha. And you'll eat them there before Hashem your God, and you'll rejoice in all that has been given into your hands, you and your household, that Hashem has blessed you with. Lo sa'asun kechol asher anachdu osim po hayom, ish kol hayasha be'enav. Do not do like what we are doing here today. Each person does what's right in their eyes. Rashi says that there's a difference in halacha from when you are on the other side of the Yarden to when you are on the western side of the Yarden. But there will be 14 years where they will be allowed to use a bama, mizbeach, by their house, and they won't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash, but you can only bring a neder and an adava there. Everything else needs to be done in the Mishkan. What is ish kol hayasha be'enav, that which is straight in the eyes of man? Nedarim and nedavos, donations and oaths that you donate through the choices that you make, what is right in your eyes to bring them, and not because they're obligatory like for Yontif or for a life happening that can be brought on Obama. Ki lo basam ad ato el hamenucha ve el hanachla asher Hashem elokecha nosem lach. Because you have not yet arrived at the resting place and the inheritance that Hashem your God is giving to you. Rashi defines the menucha, the resting place, is Shiloh, and the nachla is Yerushalayim. Vavartim es hayarden v'yeshavtim ba'aretz asher Hashem elokechem manchil eschem v'hiniach lachem mikol oyvechem misaviv v'yeshavtim betach. And you will cross the Yarden and you will dwell and in the land that Hashem, your God, causes you to inherit, and He will give you peace from all of your enemies that surround you, and you will sit there securely. Rashi explains the phrase, and you will cross the Yarden, and you will dwell there. Each person will recognize their inherited lands. After you've conquered and divided the land, and you have had peace from the nations that surround you, which Rashi defines as the days of David HaMelech.